Huge crowds have again joined the queue in St. Peter's Square to pay their respects to Pope Francis. The Basilica remained open last night to allow as many people as possible to see the Pope. Our reporter Joe Caulfield has been speaking to some of those lining up to get inside the Basilica.
The poor man died, so I think it's the least thing we can do and all the service he gave to us all the years, and that's what we're going to do.
There's been people queuing for hours last night. They extended the opening hours through the night because so many people wanted to go in to see him. What do you think that says about the impression he left behind and his legacy?
Well, I think he left a great impression on everybody. He was a good man. He was fair to everybody. He was great for women's rights and animal welfare and all that sort of stuff. And I guess just great.
We were hoping he would live to canonise Carlo Acutis this Sunday. Obviously, that's not going to happen. I think it's wonderful to see how many Catholics actually come together. And I think when something like this happens, people aren't afraid to be Catholics. People are just like, yep. So we're thrilled to be here. Obviously not when he's passed away, but we're going to queue, aren't we? And we're going to do our best to go and see him.
Just to pay respects, really. He's the leader of the church all over the world, and it's the thing to do, really. It's the right thing to do, to pay respects to somebody so great in the Catholic religion.
What impression did he make on you?
He was much more outspoken than other popes. He was much more for the downtrodden, the poor, and tried to make equality throughout the world. So I think that's going to be his lasting legacy.
And there are so many people of all races and creeds and of all ages who are queuing here to see Pope Francis for the last time. Do you think that attitude that he had made him more accessible to people?
Yeah, and more acceptable in this day and age, given it's a different world now.
Oh, his legacy. I think everybody liked him. You know, he was a very popular pope, from what I can see from the press and everything. Very popular man. I mean, we're only here just by chance. We came, flew out Monday morning, and of course he died Monday morning. And we're just here by chance, really. So we're here to witness it.
Arlene from Tyrone.
Arlene, are you going in to say your last goodbyes to Pope Francis?
Well, I would love to, but we're only here for 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
No, you won't get a chance to. But it's good to be here. Oh, well, he seemed like a nice man. And he got through to everybody. He seemed to make sense whenever he was talking.
Let's go now to our religion correspondent, Alva Keneally, who's in Rome. Alva, can you give us a sense of what it's like there today?
Well, people, as you heard there in Joe's Vox, Vox Pop, well, they're arriving and continuing to arrive in large numbers. It's very busy. But I have to say, once you're into the initial area, before you join the queues for St. Peter's Basilica, it's far more manageable to get around compared to yesterday, for example, when the remains of Pope Francis were moved into the Basilica. It appears they're staggering the crowd a bit more today, and wait times are currently being reported as 4 hours. But I spoke to an Irish woman who joined the queue at 8:30 this morning, and she made it through the Basilica and had paid her respects in 2 hours. So it appears that the wait time grows throughout the day.
How tight is the security, Alva? Because from tomorrow, of course, you'll have a huge number of world leaders arriving.
Yeah, it's been getting slowly tighter every day. Getting into St. Peter's Square, for example, was relatively easy at the start of the week. Now, even with accreditation, it's more difficult. Basically, they're trying to funnel people through one main security channel. And that's the first stage of the process. You have to go further to get into queues for the Basilica. So there's the equivalent of airport security that you put your bag through there. And there are helicopters now flying overhead. We didn't have that prior to today. And there's an increased presence of armed guards. So yeah, security is tight, and it will become even tighter by tomorrow night.
Alva Keneally in Rome, thank you very much for that.